Wishing you a really beautiful Friday and welcome to your last teaching here at It's Time For Me. And I hope this month has been enjoyable around looking at taking your next steps into the unknown. And next week we are starting our new topic on Thursday of letting go in general, but we're going to be focusing on letting go of our past, of anger, of resentment, grief, anything else that might be there that you're ready to just completely let go of or even start the process. So today, as we continue on with stepping out of our comfort zone, and I asked you, are you ready to take that next step? We're really just coming to a place now where look at all that you've done over the last few weeks, even if you haven't even put any of that into action yet. Listening to the teachings, allowing it to sink into the mind and thinking about it. And like with everything, look, I'm a normal person. I have all of the same trials and tribulations as all of you do, and what I share with you is guidance from my experience of my own life and with clients that I work with all the time, and from all of you that interact with me and, you know, share different things that are going on for you. So I've got to learn, like, how I suppose life ebbs and flows, like I'm sure all of you have as well. And I think when we're wanting to take our next steps, we have to allow ourselves, like we spoke about last month, and that's why I did that month first, because I was like, you know, you've got to give yourself that permission to move forward. But if you think about the fact that your soul has come onto this planet and onto this earth to do wonderful and great things, it takes action and it takes steps. And when we are aligned with, when we have our why and we're aligned with our why, those steps become easier, because every time you're going to take a step, you will be taking an inspired action or an inspired step. And they are actions or steps that feel really, really good to you and they feel really in alignment with you. And as you've gone through the last couple of weeks and even looking at your mindset and this week about stepping out of your comfort zone, it is about going like, I've got to make the steps now. You won't know what those steps are. Like, you're not going to know what those are. I was driving home from Wexford last week and I was driving in the dark, and I don't really like driving in the dark, and I literally couldn't see other than maybe 2 or 3 feet ahead of me. And it reminded me of this process of, like, that's how we actually go through life. A little bit of the piece is there. But all of it is not, we're not meant to know all of it, and we're not going to be shown all of it. Our guidance, our inner guidance, can obviously help us move on the path, but everything we've done this month has helped us to move on that path. So as I always say, it's about saying, is this action, is this mindset, is this thought, is this behavior going to bring me in the direction of where I want to go? That's what is going to help your next steps forward. You already know what your why is and whether you're aligned to that or not, and hopefully are moving into alignment with it. So you already have the core pieces done now. So that's the hard work. And if you have to keep revisiting it, like I've said before, you do that as many times as you need to. But once you know what you're aligned to and that it's really aligned to you and your natural self, those steps become easier, because you'll absolutely know, yeah, do you know what, that feels good, and that's you don't know if it's going to take you where you need to go, but it feels in alignment with you, so you follow it. And you know what is not in alignment with you, so you don't take those steps. Now, many of us, including myself, take steps that are not in alignment with ourselves, even when we know that they're not, and we're going to do that. So allow yourself for the pitfalls, for the bit of stagnation or the backward and forward, but most of all, just take your steps now. You are so ready, you're so able. And next month, as we're moving into letting go of things, that just helps release. So imagine stepping on your path, but maybe you have a big bag on your back full of all these things that need to go. You're taking your steps in the right direction. Next month's going to help to release all that baggage out, so that your steps become a lot easier and a lot more fluid, because you're not weighed down with all of this stuff. So thank you for joining me this month and for doing all of the work and sharing your processes and how you've experienced things over the last couple of weeks. And I'm really looking forward to starting our new week next Thursday. So I have a little bit of a break in between, and I'll talk to you then.